The United Nations and its Secretary General Kofi Annan are the recipients of this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The award was announced this morning in Oslo, Norway, 100 years after the first Nobel Peace Prize was given. Annan and the UN's more than 50,000 employees learned of the award just days after 10 UN workers were killed in Georgia and Afghanistan. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Secretary General Kofi Annan congratulated UN staff today in the lobby of the United Nations headquarters in New York. He told them that waking up to good news is something to cherish. At a news conference afterward, Annan spoke of the intense dedication of UN workers and what it can cost.
This award is a tribute above all to our colleagues who have made the supreme sacrifice in the service of humanity. The only true prize for them and for us will be peace itself.
The UN and its Secretary General were considered front-runners for this year's Peace Prize. Knowing that, Edward Mortimer, Annan's main speechwriter, says he was up before dawn to listen to the news from Oslo. Mortimer says the staff in New York is jubilant over the joint award.
He is, as you know, the first Secretary General to come from the ranks of the UN staff, and I think the staff look on him very much as one of their own. They feel that his success is their success. And I think that the two should be recognized simultaneously and equally is a very nice way for the committee to have done it.
63-year-old Kofi Annan, a native of Ghana, has worked at the UN for over 35 years. When he took over as Secretary General in 1997, the organization was in serious trouble. It was inefficient, wasteful, and some said ineffective. Its biggest funder, the United States, demanded reforms and withheld millions of dollars in UN dues. So Kofi Annan began to make changes.
I think it's not an exaggeration to say that Kofi Annan saved the United Nations from the decline it was in prior to his appointment.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Richard Holbrook.
He restored leadership and pride. He worked with the American Congress and very closely with me to get the arrears, part of the arrears at least, paid back. He restored American and world confidence in the body. It's a wonderful choice.
The Nobel Committee commended Kofi Annan for bringing new life to the United Nations and for his commitment to the fight against AIDS. But Annan would be the first to admit his flaws. He has published a scathing account of UN peacekeeping debacles in Bosnia in 1995 and Rwanda in 1994. At the time of the operations, he was the UN Undersecretary. Peacekeeping actions were his responsibility. Despite the failures, Kofi Annan is respected for his management style, his integrity, and his unwavering support of human rights. In situations where governments abuse their own citizens, Annan favors intervention, a position that often puts him at odds with powerful countries. Bill Richardson also served as a U.S. ambassador to the UN. He says he didn't always agree with Kofi Annan, but he applauds the choice for the Nobel Prize, especially at this time.
He is the symbol of countries standing united rather than countries standing apart and going it alone. I think that's the message the Nobel Committee was trying to send.
Kofi Annan pushed hard for a strong UN response to the September 11th terrorism attacks on the United States. The Security Council and normally fractious General Assembly were quick to deplore the attacks. The Secretary General was asked today how it feels to receive the Peace Prize when bombs and missiles are hitting Afghanistan. Kofi Annan replied, "It is in times of difficulty that you need to work harder to make peace." Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.